Well, it sounds like a story out of the Jetsons, doesn't it? But it's not. Yes, a frustrating 2-hour commute in stop-start traffic could become a simple 7-minute flight with these no environmental impact planes. Seaplanes founder and managing director of Sydney Seaplanes, Aaron Shaw, joins me on the phone this afternoon. Hello, Aaron. Thank you for your time.
You're welcome. Hi. Nice to be here.
Apparently, you recently ordered 50 of these electric vertical takeoff and landing aircraft. How do you pronounce it? Are they eVTOL? How do you pronounce the name of them?
It's eVTOL.
eVTOL. Yeah. eVTOL. Yeah. What? My first question, Aaron, is what is an eVTOL?
Well, it's basically a flying taxi. So it's like a drone that carries people. It as the name would suggest, it can take off and land vertically, the same way a helicopter does, but with multiple rotors rather than just one. And they carry between 4 and 6 passengers.
Now, does the eVTOL actually have a pilot or not?
It does for now, but the intention, I believe, long-term, I mean, we're not a manufacturer of these, we're an operator, but the manufacturers that are making them in different parts of the world now, they certainly have the intention that they'll become autonomous as the technology enables that.
The story says that you are purchasing 50 of these, and you hope to have them up and running by 2026. Is that right? Have I got it right?
Yeah, you have. That's exactly right. Yep.
So, what red tape have you got to go through to get this happening?
Well, a lot. It's like an ecosystem that needs to be developed. And it's not to say that we're the only ones doing it. We're not. This is something which is happening all over the world and also in different parts of Australia. So, yes, there's red tape, there's certification that needs to be done with CASA. And there's also, of course, the most significant part is the development of the landing sites. And that's really critical for these vehicles to become a valuable transport option for people, is enabling as many landing sites as we can throughout our cities.
So with a landing site, if I'm in Sydney and I need to go to Parramatta, I basically call you up and I say I want to go from the CBD to Parramatta. Where do I go to pick up? Where will I go to pick up the taxi, and where will the taxi land? Will there be designated areas in Parramatta that you will land in?
I expect so, yes. I mean, Barangaroo is a place which has been suggested in the city, Darling Harbour, even maybe Circular Quay around the ferry terminal. But, I mean, these are all options that are being worked through now with the state authorities to look at, of course, a whole variety of considerations before determining exactly where those sites would be. And a big part of that will be community consultation. And one of the things that we've sort of decided upon is that if certain communities are interested in these things and want them and see value in them, we'll bring them to them. If they don't, then we won't. We're not interested in having fights with people about where they will or won't go. We'll be providing these rapid transport services to those communities that want them.
What is the range of an eVTOL?
It's about 100 km. Between charges. So they're really designed for around city services. But, I mean, our expectation is that we'll place a number of them all the way from Wollongong to Newcastle and everything in between. So, I mean, a number of years ago, we operated seaplane flights from Newcastle Harbour to Sydney Harbour, and we're actually hoping to start that again this year. But, you know, we'd like to be able to offer flights from, say, Newcastle to the Central Coast, or from the Central Coast to Sydney, or short flights around Newcastle, maybe up to Port Stephen, things like that. You know, these are little sectors that this type of technology and transport service will enable.
Will it be costly? Will it be an expensive thing to do? I don't mean as in your venture. I mean as in if I want to get one of these eVTOL aircraft and go from A to B, is it going to be an expensive thing?
No, it's not. And that's really critical. We want to have these priced at something like an Uber Black or type of, you know, pricing along those lines, so that, you know, your time in the vehicle is going to be more expensive than in a car. Yes, it will be. But because you're in it for such a short period of time to travel much longer distances, that the overall journey cost, if you like, may be similar or perhaps even less than going via a car or a taxi.
How high will you fly in these things?
Well, that will depend on how far you're going. I mean, in short hops, you may be just up and down, but if you're going for a 15, 20-minute flight, you might be up to 500 or 600 feet.
What speed do they get up to?
So what they're telling us, and this is the manufacturer that we've bought it from, is that it's around 160 kilometres an hour.
Right. That can get you a fair way very quickly, can't it?
Well, certainly if you're going in a straight line, you know, as opposed to around congested roadways, and you're just flying above that 160 k's, then yes, you will get places very quickly.
I look forward to following this. So you fingers crossed, if you can get through all the red tape, you'll have 50 of these EVTOLs up and running by 2026.
Well, I think that will be optimistic. We'll progressively receive orders from 2026, but I would say by 2028, 2029, we'll have all 50 going, and we won't be the only ones. I'm sure there'll be others. What we believe is that by the end of this decade, travelling by EVTOL will be something that we take for granted.
It's not just the Jetsons.
Not just the Jetsons, but it's like the Jetsons are becoming reality.
It is, isn't it? Yeah. Okay. Lovely to chat with you. Thank you for taking the time to talk to me.
You're welcome. It's a pleasure. Thank you.
Okay, that's Aaron Shaw. He's the founder and managing director of Sydney Seaplanes. There you go. Wow. Meet George Jetson. I mean, just incredible, isn't it? So by the end of the decade, would you take one of these? Would you take one of these taxis? Would you be game to have one of these taxis pick you up and fly you to your destination? Maybe you can let me know.